communication, you can say that communication is important. Many people communicate different ways. For example, I can sit here and talk and explain something in a language that you do not know what I'm talking about.
Challenge.
No, kind of. A language that I picked up. That if I was facing a individual that spoke the same language, that was originally very indigenous to your continent, in actual fact, indigenous to the plains of your continent, they would have known what I just said.
Oh,
American Indian Sign Language.
Correct. What I say is three people on a horse, on horses, by the sun, down low by the moon. Four people. How would it go? Four people of pale skin on horses.
But just like when I was a young man, in this thing, the second language taught predominantly in schools was French, not Spanish. Mm-hmm. Because French was a real predominant language throughout the world.
Yes, it is, and still is. In Europe, I believe it is taught in most schools. English or French are the two main languages that are taught. More people on your planet speak English, but the country with the biggest population does not have one language. Mandarin, Cantonese, Sichuan. So they have a common language that some of them speak, but most people speak English as a language, not necessarily as a first language, but as a language. What people need to know? English. Bankers.
Statesmen.
Scientists,
stockbrokers,
military personnel. So that is why one language from a tiny, tiny island nation is spoken all over the world, because it is a language that has been forced upon people, a language that is evolving and changing. Any more questions? Live long, prosper, and I'll be back.
Thank you.
Pray.
Hey.
Long. Very long. Okay. Frick. Hello.
Welcome back.
So how is everybody going?
Good.
Yes. As always, business can be both enjoyable and not enjoyable. Okay. Let us look at healing. I believe we worked on some healing things with you last time we talked. I think it's 2 weeks ago.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Now I have a question before you start, so I don't interrupt you, okay?
Well, I was going to actually say something briefly and then leave it open to talk.
Yeah.
But feel free.
Okay. I've started doing more active healing than I've done in the past. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you young ladies were watching me, mm-hmm. and you gave me some pointers, which mm-hmm. I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. But by me doing this, am I increasing my own powers of healing?
Let me put it another way.
Go ahead.
If you pick up weights and work with the weights, mm-hmm. what do?
Well, you gain strength.
So by working with your healing,
I'm picking up more power through it.
But you're picking up more knowledge and skill.
Okay.
It's like having a gallon of your petroleum liquid,
mm-hmm.
right? And you put it into your vehicle and it goes 30 miles, hypothetically.
Yeah.
Okay. Let us say that you get given another gallon of fuel and for the same car, but you want to make it go further. You make it more efficient. Mm-hmm. By saying that you increase your power is inaccurate to a certain extent. Certainly by using it, you gain more skill and information and you learn how to use it more efficiently, which is better than if you were to continue using the same amount of energy, but increasing your strength. By using the energy more efficiently, you can do much more with it than if you were to just increase your strength and your ability. Certainly that does happen. But the key is to be more efficient with what you have so that you can do more, which is just the same as increasing your strength.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, I would say that that is better because, A, you're using your energy and strength more efficiently, and B, you are learning. You can increase and increase and increase your strength all day long. But if you're expending the same amount of energy, then you're not achieving that much. But if you increase your strength at the same time as increasing your knowledge, things work much better and much more efficiently, and you're able to do more. Even if you don't increase your strength, by using that energy more efficiently, you can do more. Mm-hmm. So if you do both, you can do a lot, lot more.
Okay, thank you, Doug.
Mm-hmm. But as I was going to say, with healing goes the moral responsibility. And the patience go with it. Not the patience as in people that need healing, but the patience in taking your time and not hurrying things. You cannot hurry things, because if you hurry, you overlook sometimes important things. So with healing, it is necessary sometimes to be slow and cautious. But on the other hand, being slow sometimes can be costly. So it is a matter of gaining that all-important experience so that you can learn how to use your experience more efficiently and to avoid mistakes which could be costly. And also learning when to say, I can't do this, I need somebody that knows more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who's beeping?
Not me.
Okay, questions?
Well, the last time we talked, you mentioned how people heal themselves.
Oh, last time we talked in the channeling session.
With that, it's beginning to be a point where you can heal merely by giving them encouraging words that, for example, they're looking better.
Yes, to a certain extent. That is true for simple ailments.
Right. That would help most anybody actually be a healer at that point. Just yes. By not giving them negative comments, but instead turn into positive comments.
Correct.
I mean, you can do more harm with a word in that case
mm-hmm.
than you could with anything else.
That's correct.
That's why it pays to be a positive person mm-hmm. as much as you can.
That is very correct. I would have thought that that would have been self-evident.
Yeah, but our readers won't understand that.
Ah. We have readers?
We have thousands of readers.
I'm pulling your
chain. made comments to a young lady that I was kind of taken under my wing, more mm-hmm. or less, to heal. I asked her two questions before I ever started. And I'm wondering if I was correct and positive in doing this or not. I asked her if she believed or if she trusted me. Mm-hmm. Then I asked her if she believed in healing, spiritual and physical. Mm-hmm. Now, are these correct procedures to take to begin with? Or am I overstepping my...
It depends on the situation. It's something that comes with experience. There are times where it is not the right idea to ask those questions.
Well, no, I was trying to do a major thing with her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand.
Now, other people, I've just taken headaches away. I've never said mm-hmm. anything to them.
But by saying, do you believe, it's sowing seeds of self-doubt, you see. But also bringing it to the attention also can make them aware that they can heal and be healed. So it's something that you have to gauge carefully.
Okay.
Is there something where you could say instead, now, you know, I'd like to remind you that you do have the ability to heal yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your belief that will do so.
Yes. Let's drop the
term. No, you're stepping into something different here.
Yeah, you're dropping. The thing is that you're talking belief, right? By mentioning belief, you are saying that you have to believe.
So it's just really saying you have to go to yourself.
No, that was what was put out as something that wasn't for public knowledge, as I understood. Am I correct or wrong?
You're correct in saying that you can heal yourself. And that is something that...
most people won't believe you.
Mm-hmm, correct.
But most people... merely having the knowledge of it, so it seems that they can then do so themselves.
But that takes time.
Okay, but the only reason I asked this young lady is because I already had the feeling that she had something in her background where she understood what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do this to anybody.
Right. I was mm-hmm. thinking in future situations.
Oh, okay.
Like, for example, I'm in the same situation.
Yeah, but by saying that you have the ability to heal yourself is something that healers like to keep to themselves until the time is appropriate that the person is well on the way to recovery. So it's like, hey, I helped you. I did what I could, but without you and your ability to heal yourself, I couldn't have done it. But you don't say that until later, because if you tell them, you've got to believe that you can heal yourself, you're sowing the seeds of self-doubt. So by saying, I can heal you, I can help you, is more important than saying, yes, I know, Russ.
But isn't that building up your own self over and above, you know, the purpose of the healing?
No,
I don't believe so. I think that what you're doing is you're establishing a faith in you that you can do something to help them, even though they're helping themselves.
Mm-hmm. The energy that they are producing is the fact that they believe that you can help.
But what if they don't? I mean, is the pressure...
Well, if they don't, then it doesn't work.
Yeah, well, at that point, I mean, it's the pressure and the fact of, well, I don't have to do anything. I'll just sit here and let them heal me.
That's fine.
No, it isn't fine, because then they're not doing anything to help themselves.
This is how it works. If they believe that you can heal them, that is using their energy. Hey, this guy can heal me. I don't have to do anything. I can sit here and they can go through the whole entire process. I feel good afterwards. This felt good. I feel better.
But what if they're going in expecting to be healed and they don't feel any different? And they just say, well, this guy is a fake, a charlatan. He didn't do anything for me. So, it's not going to work in 100% of the cases.
That's right. You still got the 5%.
Yeah, but what, you know, your percentage, I think if you tell them that, you know, you're helping me to heal you from the very get-go increases your odds up.
No, it don't.
No, it doesn't, because it can also work the other way.
Because they're expecting more out of you than what they're expecting out of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Even though all of the healing comes from themselves, right?
You're powering it up.
You're focusing that energy to help heal them. If they go in and you tell them that they can heal themselves and nothing happens, they go, what's wrong with me? Why can't I heal myself? Oh my, it must be worse than I thought. Or, what's wrong with me? Why can't I do this? Which again is negative. If they go in and you can't heal them, right? Is it better that they think you're a charlatan and they do not change their condition, or that they get a little better? Which is better?
And sometimes healing takes more than once or twice or even three, mm-hmm. four, five, six times.
There is no
set standard.
No cure on your planet that works 100% of the time for everybody.
That's why they just want to take away the mysticism of healing.
Well,
give people more of an explanation of how it works.
Okay, but what you understand. Okay, I understand, and this young lady understands. But there's a lot of people out there that have no concept of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. None whatsoever.
I understand that part.
And if you try to tell them that they're healing themselves with your help, they don't know what the heck you're talking about, and they got their doubts right now that mm-hmm. you can't do it because they don't want to do it. But if they walk into you and say, hey, you're a healer, I trust you,
mm-hmm.
as you're doing something to make them feel better, then all of a sudden you tell them, okay, now you're getting better. But it isn't all my doing. It's your doing and me helping you do it.
Yeah, but all you're doing is taking responsibility away from themselves and putting it on yourself.
If you have an individual that has a throat condition, and you know what I'm talking about, and you tell them that they can heal themselves, and it doesn't get better, then they think, what is my problem? Why can't I heal myself? What is different about me than everybody else? What is wrong with me? Why can't I do this? I can't cure it. Then there is no cure. Then I'm going to die. That's it. End. Over. Done. And that person has given up. But if, on the other hand, you say, look, it's beyond my ability. I can't help you. Together, we might be able to do this. But it's beyond my ability. Fight this ailment. I suggest that you go to someone that has far more experience than I do. Let's go to the doctor. That doctor looks at the problem and prescribes ways of dealing with it. The person feels better. They start to get better even before the treatment starts, because they believe that that doctor can heal them, as you can help them to heal. Now, as they're getting better before the treatment, what's happened? Their mind has kicked in the belief that that doctor, which could just as easily be you, can help to heal them. Now, if they believe that you can heal them, they don't need to know that it's them healing themselves. Because if they don't start to get better, then that starts on a whole entire negative pathway. Instead of being upset at somebody else, they're now upset at themselves, which makes the problem even worse. That's why you do not tell them. Because if things don't go as they should, then they blame themselves and they get worse. Whereas instead of blaming somebody else and going on to somebody else that has more experience, and getting better. See how it works? So you can't go around screaming that everybody can heal themselves. Sure they can. But if they don't, then it works even worse than somebody trying to heal them that they don't believe can heal them. Because it feeds back on themselves. You understand?
Well, I do. I just have questions about it.
Okay.
Well, for example, healing is a skill, just like playing baseball or golf or anything else. And if I know I can heal myself and I don't succeed, I'll either A, do one of two things. I'll practice harder and try to succeed again. Or I'll go to a doctor. But or I'll try successful, and if it doesn't work, then I'll go to a doctor.
But this person that I mentioned is not like that.
Well, I understand. It just, you know, personally, maybe it's just me. Maybe I can see this differently from other people, but if I want to do something and I fail, then I want to do it, you know, better the next time.
Yes.
And but get better at it.
Some people aren't like that.
Well,
if they can't do it, they give up.
Well, yeah.
So going around screaming that people can heal themselves is wrong. Because, yes, they can. But if they fail and they give up, it is far worse.
It's worse.
It makes it harder for somebody to come along and heal.
See, I understood now. Can I interrupt you a minute?
Certainly.
I understood that when we were told a healer's secret, which is that people heal themselves, we just assist them, that that was a secret that we keep. We don't tell people about it until they get to a point of where they're actually getting better.
Or preferably healed.
Okay. Okay. Now, if we do this, okay, say I take on this young man. He doesn't know anything about and I tell him, well, you can heal yourself with my help. He looks at me like I'm crazy. He don't even know what I'm talking about because he's never had any contact with me. But if I go up to him and say, I can help fix you. I can heal you. If you trust me, and do you believe that I can do this? Well, yeah.
There's actually an easy way instead of doing that whole entire spiel is you're talking to the person and say, I noticed that you've got a headache. I know something that makes me feel better when I have a headache. You see? See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going through, I can help to heal you. I know a little old home remedy that makes me feel better. I've used it on a few other people and it makes them feel better too. Yeah. Let me try it on you. Yeah, I can't guarantee that you're going to feel better, but most of the people that have used it on have. So you're saying to them that, hey, other people feel better with it. And you're kicking in their healing because they go, oh, well, if other people feel better, then maybe this will work. But if you go in and say to them, well, I can help you to focus so that you can make yourself feel better. And if that doesn't work, then not only are they upset at you, but they're upset at themselves. And it goes back to, why can't I heal? Why can't I make myself better? I know part of what Russ's problem is at the moment.
Yeah, third dimensional.
It's also the fact you're tired.
Oh, yeah, that's also that. But on sixth dimension, you don't worry about this.
No.
Everybody knows you heal yourself. And you can heal yourself. That's really bad.
Hey, let us move along.
Okay, go ahead.
Instead of getting stuck in this rut of the healer's secret. Mm-hmm. Now, first of all, what does a secret mean?
Something that...
It means you keep it to yourself.
Or something that is not widely known, is what Shane is going to say. Remember that, Russ. You've already broken the healer's secret a few times.
Well, millions of people around the world hear about this every day. I mean, it's not like it's a real big secret because I read about it in just Sedona General Immersions all
yes.
the time.
Yes.
And other places. It's not a real well-kept secret, let's
no,
say.
It's not. But healers do not go around spouting. Doctors do not go around in hospitals saying that, you know, I can do the physical healing, you can do the mental healing. They have special people for that, called psychiatrists.
Psychology.
Mm-hmm. You can make a whole entire living out of it on your planet.
I noticed that a lot of physicians are starting to bring in spiritual people too,
mm-hmm.
to help them.
Mm-hmm.
Patients.
Okay, next question.
Oh no, my cat wants to close.
Oh! We will address that later, Russ.
Okay.
Okay, any more questions?
I don't think so, though. We covered that subject pretty dot cut and picking good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did my piece of advice help you? Skip. Hmm?
Go ahead.
I told you not to worry about things last time we chatted. Did that help?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
It's getting there. Let's put it that way. It's taking me a long time.
Takes time.
Yeah, I'm writing a journal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to put things down on paper and it's starting to kind of leave my mind when I write them down.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're back again.
Uh-huh. I'm the ring mistress. I've got my ring mistress outfit on with my tall hat and my jacket with the tails, and I've got my chair in this hand, and I've got my whip in this hand.
Yeah.
Correct.
Good evening, sir. No question.
I like it.
Hey!
How's it going,
though? Tired.
I can imagine long trip.
No, just up since about midnight. Actually, I've not much longer than that. Didn't even get to sleep last night.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Spent most of the time that I planned to be asleep on guard duty and making sure my personnel were doing what they were supposed to be doing.
Well, it's not that easy.
No. We just had an exercise. Okay. Any questions?
Skip, I think you're probably more up on questions for Leica than I am.
Anybody want to be knocked off their feet?
Yeah, the cat.
Mine ain't working right tonight at all.
Anyway, like I guess congratulations are in order.
Oh, thank you. Not so bad. It's quiet at the moment.
Ah, okay. I understand you had quite an exercise the other night.
Last night, yes. Well, it's right last night this morning. They didn't tell us it was an exercise.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Got dragged down there screaming and shouting in full combat gear, posted my yards, and just made sure everything was already prepared and planned and strategized for the worst.
You've changed quite a bit, young lady.
I'm tired quite a bit.
No, I mean, you've changed since the first time I met you.
How?
No, more conservative.
You changed to be.
Not such of a party animal.
Well, party animal, I wouldn't even say that. But,
oh, I am. I was.
Responsibility has calmed you down quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it has. And it's not just a responsibility. It's all the book learning I have to do.
Well, the learning comes with time.
Mm-hmm.
The responsibility kind of jumps up and bites you.
It doesn't. It takes big chunks out of you. My life is not my own.
No.
I can't go out and get absolutely blitzed and hammered and wake up in the morning and come in with a hangover. Because if I make a bad mistake as a captain, it's not only me that has to live with the outcome. It's the 90 individuals under my command.
Yeah, and it all runs downhill.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You seem to be in the middle of the hill now. Yeah. At the bottom.
As a second lieutenant and as a cadet lieutenant, I did not have the headaches and the worries that I have now. And the fact that I'm going to college as well.
You know, there's a cure for that.
What is it?
It's called delegate responsibility.
I delegate a lot, but I can't delegate what I learn.
No.
I have to learn that.
Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of that pressure off you to delegate
responsibility. That's why I have an adjutant and two lieutenants under me. They're the ones that do my dirty work. Whereas I do my book learning, and I do my reports, and I read the reports that they write for me, and I sign them, or I initial them to say that I initialed instead of signing. But I still enjoy things.
Well, I'm sure you do.
I still get the opportunity to go down to the piste and get out my sword and practice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the best, but hell.
What do you mean you're not the best?
I get killed from time to time with my sword.
So do you learn from it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But there is somebody better than me, which means that I'm not the best.
They got more concentration than you.
Got more experience than I do. Don't forget, I'm only 21. They've got several hundred more years experience than I do. And they've got the past lives to draw on, and I can't seem to access those at the moment. I know I have them, but it's me.
Anyhow.
Okay, I'll put on the next person. I'm tired as well.
Yeah, go ahead. Get yourself some rest.
Okay, I'll put on the next person.
Bye.
Yo.
Okay.
Yo. Greetings. Greetings, greetings, greetings. How is everyone?
Good, great.
Good, 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 good.
Thank you for the email.
I don't have email. Oh, Tia has email.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm not Tia.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Don't mind me.
You too.
No one here tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me see. What are we going to talk about? Okay.
Well, the fact you're not a celebrity anymore.
Never was a celebrity.
Well, you're a famous line of swimwear.
Yeah, but I'm not a high celebrity. I'm a designer.
You're one of the best, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay, Warpcore Engines. What do you do? Or as Omar would say, the dilithium crystals, they can't take it. Nah, nah. That killed the conversation.
Dilithium crystals?
Yes, they know can he take it. You know it can change the laws of physics. I'm pulling your tush.
You still ain't gonna tell me, are you?
No.
I didn't figure you was. You just want to tease me a little.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Okay. What should we talk about?
Warp core engines.
Warp core engines. Okay. I can see it's going to be one of those nights.
No, I'm just pulling your chain on.
Okay, I made a trip up to the mountains.
Yeah.
To visit my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing well. She's feeling a little better.
Good for her. Glad to hear.
Yes, we got reports that she wasn't feeling very well. Little did we know that she had broken her arm.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. She'd been out pruning trees. And she's such a dainty little thing, too.
I'm talking about your grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Has,
not yet.
Okay. You not know yet. Exactly what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm a coerce. I can read minds. Not yet. Not okay. yet, but she is working with the gentleman. He is spending more time in his escape state, escaping pain.
Okay.
From what she said, it's got to the point where he doesn't want any more help or treatment. For the simple reason that he's getting tired of being sick.
Mm-hmm. He's just getting tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He just wants it to be over one way or another. I mean, after all, he's been like this for about 5 years.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, one minute he's got a few months to live, and the next minute he's getting better, and those months gone by, and he's still got just a few months to live, and they're trying new treatments and stuff, and he's not enjoying himself.
Yeah. Just getting to be a drag.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, will you ask your grandma
mm-hmm.
the next time you see her if my mom's doing okay?
Okay, I would do so. I would put a call into the monastery to make an appointment to talk to her.
Well, I didn't mean for you to go out of your way.
Oh, no. I talk to her about once a month.
Okay.
But I make an exception. She always likes to hear from Leonides anyway, so I can use Leonides as an excuse.
No, okay.
That's after all, what are children for?
Ask her how mom's
doing. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've learned that children are an excuse for us, meaning adults, to behave like children.
Yep.
Yeah, it gives us the opportunity to relive our own childhood mm-hmm. and also participate in things that weren't around when we were little. Mm-hmm. What has happened to his voice? No, thank you. I'm trying to keep it up. So with children, actually, I can do a brief little dissertation with this. Children are how people live on through the future. But children and having children is an opportunity for adults to experiment and play with toys that they want to play with. I've noticed by watching certain entertainments on your planet that children or adults like to learn how to use the toys that the children have. For example, video games.
Not like them very much.
You don't?
No, not really.
But a lot of people do. And a lot of adults like to play those video games.
Mm-hmm.
And often they will buy the video games as toys for their children. But after their children have gone to bed, what do they do?
Mm-hmm.
That's what my mom did. Mm-hmm.
Another guy
likes to fish
a video game.
Me?
Oh. You do? I have a little fishing toy.
Mm-hmm. But you wish you had one of those when you were young?
No.
But you can have the real fishing is not the same. It's a lot more fun. You get to put it in a boat.
Mm-hmm. And you can actually eat it in real life.
Yeah.
Fry it up in a skillet.
Unless you want to eat berries.
Huh?
So unless you want to eat berries.
Well, you can do both. It's called a varied diet, which is very important. You can't live on just fish alone, unless it's salmon. And you can't live on berries alone. And you can't live on rabbit, because rabbit is a good way to starve.
Rabbit's good.
Mm-hmm. It actually takes more energy to eat the rabbit than it does than the energy given by the rabbit.
Rabbits are hard to eat with bones.
Firstly, I don't eat rabbit. But you see, the thing is that there is more work involved in eating a rabbit than the energy that the rabbit gives off. Even the digestion takes more energy than... If you were to put the whole entire eating process in from putting the meat in your mouth, it's more... takes energy that you don't have if you live on rabbits. Eventually, you'll starve eating rabbits. My, we are having a talkative channeling session, aren't we?
I think we're all getting wore out.
How much tape do we have left? Oh, we can kill 5 minutes really easy.
Depends on how we're going to destroy it.
Good point, good point. Personally, I think with something like a warp core engine, we put it inside the warp core engine, time to get all bent out of shape.
Rabbit in a warp core engine.
Actually, I was looking at a page yesterday, and there was a gentleman in there that first of all said that a particular person that's on the base needs a lesson in relative physics. And guess what? I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Because this person said that Omar, when it's actually Omol, and even wrote it Omar instead of Omol, which makes the person look very bad. Who wrote it? Have you checked out the, not the bookmarks, but guest book in the Hayden Space News recently? I think you should. This person obviously thinks they're intelligent, knows a little bit about physics, and obviously did not read what was written. Because the person read manifold as in, instead of manifest.
Sounds like some of my spelling.